Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Let's open up the Junkies sports page right now.
Let's open it up. Of course, it's sponsored by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices for you on your favorite models. Head on over. When you walk in that front door, ask for Josh. His name is Josh Cochran, big Tennessee Vols guy. He's from just outside of Nashville. Tell them I sent you, and just like I did, make it Malloy. It's Malloy.com online. I watched most of the first quarter of the Pacers-Knicks game last night. This would have been Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals. I just thought it was interesting that, I don't know, we talked a few weeks ago about how Halliburton was voted most overrated player. He didn't get any time when he was playing for the Olympic team. Mm-hmm. At least he made the Olympic team. But
sure, it's a great accomplishment.
But he didn't get any time. But this guy put up an unbelievable game last night, triple-double. And if you're just kind of looking at his numbers in the series, first of all, last night he had 32, he had 12 boards, he had 15 dimes, he had 4 steals, he had 5 threes, 5 for 12. I mean, he's just going bonkers.
And zero turnovers.
Zero turnovers, right. And if you look at the game log for this particular series against the Knicks, he's averaging 24.5 points. He's shooting 45%. He's averaging 11 assists, 7 boards. I mean, he's just putting up stupid numbers.
Wiz could have drafted him, too.
A lot better than his numbers against Cleveland, where he averaged 17 a game, and he shot pretty well, but you know the overall numbers weren't the same. But this guy had an unbelievable game last night. They win by 9. They're up 3-1. Series pretty much over. There's no way the Knicks are going to win 3 straight.
Very unlikely.
Towns hurt his knee. He's going to be evaluated. He had a collision with Neesmith, so he's going to be evaluated before game 5. Who knows if he'll even go. But unbelievable job for Tyrese Halliburton, who was drafted by the Kings.
At 12,
and he played there, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years. And then he was traded to Indiana for Sabonis, basically.
Yeah, if you look back at the Commanders' old regime, you're always going to have whiffs, but they drafted...
The Wizards' old regime.
Yes, the Wizards. Yeah. They drafted, instead of Halliburton, they drafted Denny.
Yep.
Denny looks like he's turning a nice player. And then I believe the next year, Corey Kispert was drafted.
Right.
Right after him. And this is not a huge name, but he's an excellent player. Sengun from the Rockets, who made the All-Star team. Got a hit on the picks.
Yep.
Well, now, to be fair, there was a gap between LaMelo Ball and Halliburton where it's just a wasteland of picks, like Patrick Williams, Isaac Okoro, Killian Hayes, who I don't even think's in the league anymore, Obi Toppin, there's Denny, Jalen Smith out of Maryland was picked before Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Like when you're getting down in like 11, 12, 13, it's
a crapshoot.
Yeah. I mean, you're not usually going to get hits like Tyrese Halliburton there, but that's a massive hit for the Pacers. I don't know what the Kings were doing dealing him away, but
they clearly felt like it wasn't a hit.
Well, I'd
have to go back and look at the numbers of what he averaged those
numbers
two, 3 years.
Were decent with Sacramento. They weren't hit the level they are with Indiana.
But now he's a legitimate All-Star.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
First time that they've been there in 25 years. So 130 to 121, 3-1. They'll go back to the Garden. Tonight you'll have Game 5, T-Wolves Thunder. That's in OKC. So OKC's a pretty significant favorite. I think they're up or a 9-point favorite. So,
by the way, amongst the celebrity guests sitting courtside at the Pacers-Knicks game, Mitchell Rails wearing his Commander's lid.
Ah, nice.
As was Spike Lee and a bunch of other luminaries. I think Ben Stiller was there. Mitchell Rails just hanging out in Indiana watching the game.
I wonder why in Indiana.
I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to be there. Maybe he just loves hoops.
Knicks have to be kicking themselves, though, to be down 3-1 and not advancing in the series if they don't, because they had that 14-point lead in game 1.
Yeah.
Could have set the tone, gone up one zippy. Instead, let the Pacers come back.
Also sending screenshots of Tibbs basically saying that he should undergo the same procedure that Drab T-Shirt underwent. Because he's struggling with the hair, like big time.
Yeah, but the Pacers blew a 20-point lead in game 3.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think it's clear that the Pacers are the better team. They're so such. They're a fun team to watch. They're so. It's not a one man or two man show. All five guys on the court can score the ball. They pass. They run. They're a play style that I can get behind of watching. They don't just shoot threes. They're a fun team to watch. I know JP said they were boring at the start of the series. I don't see boring. And maybe they're not from a big, sexy city with a bunch of celebrities courtside, even though I think Triple H was courtside last night, which was kind of silly.
Okay.
I don't know. I think Thunder-Pacers is a great style matchup.
I just think it's going to get very low ratings.
I don't care. It's fun to watch. I don't know.
Yeah, we can't worry about the ratings.
We can't worry about the ratings.
You know who worries about that? The NBA worries about that.
Right.
Or the networks.
Suits. Yeah, the network suits care.
Did you guys see McAfee pregame yelling at the New York celebrities?
I saw him hyping up the crowd.
I think Valdez has the audio here.
Indiana, we got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of bitches back to New York with their ears.
That's pretty funny.
He did your favorite bit, Jason. He said, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Dude, he's a superstar.
He is
McAfee
a superstar.
McAfee is a superstar.
There's no doubt about it.
Done a great job with his career.
So another player that no one really talks about and who was drafted 27th overall, first round pick, who's turned into, you know, he's not a superstar, but he's a star. Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
If you look at his numbers, now he was drafted by Toronto. He played for Toronto for, I don't know, bunch of years.
Won a title there.
Yep. He's a really good player.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you talk about hitting a grand slam at 27.
Oh, yeah. If you find somebody that deep
in
a
Toronto
draft.
Did it. Mm-hmm. All right. And then obviously he goes to Indiana and he averages almost 20 a game for his career. He had 30 last night. He's just legit. So he was a 27 pick.
Now I'm going to depress myself and see who the Wiz picked in that draft when they could have had Pascal Siakam. Let's see.
Ton.
See who the Wiz picked that year. Scrolling down. Maybe they didn't have a pick. I don't see them listed.
By the way,
last
night after the game, there was a stabbing at some brewery in Carmel, Indiana. Oof. This kid, Jarrett Funk, who's 24, was charged by the Hamilton County prosecutor. Actually, I'm sorry. This was last night. Anyway, he stabbed a Knicks fan. So after winning the game, game away from going to the NBA Finals, he gets into it. He was celebrating.
Yeah, but
probably had too many.
I don't usually celebrate by stabbing somebody in a bar, but I guess he just took it to a different level.
But he was harassing some Knicks fans who were also there at Danny Boy Beer Works.
Okay.
It's the name of the brewery.
Sounds like a fun spot.
Witnesses said that Funk, the 24-year-old, approached the other two, slapped a hat off one of them, and then challenged them to a fight. Bar staff called police, told Funk and his family, leave the...
Hopefully no relation to Fred.
No, spelled differently.
Okay. How do you spell Funk differently?
F-U-N-K-E. Okay. Maybe it's Funky.
All right. An E on the end.
We'll call him Funky.
Okay.
Funky's father tried to get him out of there, but the son continued yelling at the fans.
Hammered.
He was hammered.
Yeah, I mean,
and stabbed one of them. What a dumbass.
Yeah. Have fun in jail.
He didn't kill the fan, did he?
No, did not kill him.
All right, good.
According to the story, no.
Right.
Also, Sean Kemp. See this story?
Yes, this is wild. I kind of feel like I got Sean Kemp's side on
this.
Dude,
I felt old the other day. I was playing poker. I think this is next to the guy who was a Junks P1 who took all my chips. When we were talking, like, somehow we were talking about the Sonics and Sean Kemp.
Yeah.
He had zero file on who Sean Kemp was.
Oh, really?
Right. And how silly he was.
Right. Well, Sean Kemp's our age.
I was like, oh, this guy's way younger than me. Yeah. I wasn't even processing it until he told me. Drabby, no idea who
Drabby
Sean Kemp
loved
was.
Sean Kemp probably for years.
Sure.
Read the details on what went down.
Yeah. So apparently he and several employees at, he's got a cannabis dispensary somewhere in outside Seattle. Kemp's truck was broken into in March of 2023.
Okay.
An employee's purse was stolen along with keys to Kemp's business. A cell phone was stolen, paperwork, memorabilia, including game-worn jerseys of Gary Payton and Kemp that were going to be auctioned off at a charity golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever, you know, stole all the stuff, they took off. They had his phone. He was using a phone tracking app. He located where these people were. He talked to the driver of the it was a Toyota 4Runner,
mm-hmm.
Circling some sort of a casino parking lot. This is all according to the trial brief. The men in the vehicle, after they dumped some of Kemp's belongings but kept the phone,
mm-hmm.
Kemp later saw that his phone was near a mall. He drove there. He saw the 4Runner. He went up to the window. They started talking, blah, blah, blah. He shot into the car.
No. They shot at him first.
Well, they shot at him
claim.
First. True. Well, that's what he's claiming, right?
Yeah.
But then he fired off some rounds into the car. Did he hit one of them? I guess he did.
I don't know.
But anyway, so he pled guilty to assault charge in a shooting. So he's looking at almost a year in jail.
Oh. Yeah.
He's trying to be a vigilante.
Well, yeah. Can't again, but if they you did can't. Fire first.
If they fire first, then he's just trying to get his stuff back. He got a bunch of it back, but they still had his phone.
Yep.
And so he approached him again. They're discussing it. And then according to him, they started shooting at him. And then he returns.
Yep.
I'm kind of Team Kemp on this one.
But he agreed to plea?
He agreed to a lesser charge.
A lesser charge.
Just to get it behind him.
There might be other things that aren't in the story.
Could be. I guess the max he's looking at, or the recommended 9 months.
He was looking
months.
At a first-degree assault charge.
Yeah.
And that would have been a lot longer in jail, but so he agreed to the second-degree assault charge.
Right.
So that's why he's getting 9 months.
Right.
He's looking at 9 months. Maybe he'll only get 5. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, terrible situation all the way around. Listen, mm-hmm. I think Valdez has had it happen before, right? Like AirPods stolen, you track them, you know. You can't
but
really.
I didn't read the entire story.
But
when the stuff was stolen, did he call the cops?
I don't think so.
I think he just went to go get it.
That was his problem.
Yeah,
right there.
Gotta get the authorities involved.
Problem is, the cops don't care about stuff like that. I think if it's Sean Kemp, didn't they get him?
So the DC police just kind of put their hands in the hand. Well, not blow it off, but there's like there's nothing I can really do.
Yeah.
And then I showed them because I was able to track my AirPods through my phone.
Right.
Because if you have Apple products, that's one of the advantages.
Right.
So I could see exactly the house that they were in.
Right.
And then luckily, the PG County police
responded,
were listeners of the show, said that like they heard me talking about it. And so like they went up to the house and said, like they couldn't really arrest them, but they said, you have something that doesn't belong to you. It's you know, we can see it. It's mm-hmm. here. If you just hand it over, there'll be no problem, no issue or anything like that. And they handed it over.
Right.
And then they gave it back to me.
Right. That's the way to handle it.
It was all day honestly.
Yeah.
Technically, they really didn't have to hand it over.
Right.
Because, legally, they couldn't really do anything about it.
Right.
But just the intimidation of the police knocking on your door saying, hey, you got something.
You're going to give them up.
But this Kemp deal sounds a little bit not as extreme as the Javaris Crittenden situation, where Crittenden had things stolen. If you watch the documentary with,
mm-hmm. I still got to watch that
with Gil, you see that Crittenden was bitter that he had stuff taken from him, and so he went and he shot somebody, accidentally killed somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Terrible situation.
Because it wasn't even his target who died.
Right. Right. Right.
But what if Kemp had called the cops and said, "Officer, these people stole a bunch of stuff, and I saw a gun in the car."
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't. You say, I think he has a gun. I guarantee they've been on him.
Maybe, yeah.
So,
but you don't want him to lie and say he saw a gun if he didn't see a gun.
So what?
Yeah, it's a little
they stole a bunch of stuff. You can always say, I thought I saw a gun.
Right.
At least the cops would go after him. So what's he going to do? He's going to serve a year in jail.
Probably.
Anyway, so kind of crazy story there.
Hey, man, the prison team might just have a nice star for you.
He's the first pick. Pick number one.
I bet you he weighs a
even
bunch.
Even at 55.
I bet you he weighs a bunch.
I've seen him in like podcasts. He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah. All right, quickly.
He hit 5-footers.
Speaking of Seattle, the Mariners beat the Nets. Pounded them last night. First game of the series. 9-1. Mitchell Parker gets the loss. He's 4-4. Mitchell Parker's ERA in the month of May is almost 8. His ERA in the month of April was 3.5. Maybe not even. So he's just been getting pounded the last 5 or 6 starts. The only positive, James Wood hit number 14. They only had 4 hits, but the Mariners win 9-1. Cal Riley, stud catcher for the Mariners, going to be in the All-Star game, hit his 18th and 19th home runs. First Mariner since A-Rod to have 19 home runs before June 1st in a season. And that was 1999. So Cal Riley's putting up some crazy numbers.
Coming up at 7 o'clock.
And by the way, the Rockies lost again. Guess what the Rockies' record is?
No, hold on. It's like 9-46. That's my guess.
You might have nailed that. Rockies' record is now 9-46. 3-24 on the road. Nice job,
Cakes. Baseball Cakes.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to get back into the Nationals. Ken Rosenthal wrote a scathing article about their player development and Mike Rizzo and the disappointments.
How dare
we'll get into that at 7 o'clock here on the Junkies.